welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Welcome back, everyone. Hopefully, you're all doing great. Today, we're going to be talking about repurposing content. Repurposing content is a very important topic because it allows you to create once and then post 1,000 times. And I think that this is going to be very helpful for people that are just getting started in the social media game or people that are already in the social media game, but they're working way too hard. Now, today we're going to be talking about what content repurposing is and why it's important, tips to identify repurposable content, repurposing strategies for different content formats, tools to streamline your content repurposing process, and how to measure the success of your repurposed content. So let's kick this off. And before we do, though, make sure to share this podcast with somebody that would find this useful, because business is tough and it doesn't have to be. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Someone can learn from this. So first part, what is content repurposing and why is it important? Well, let me paint a picture. With my podcast, I've been able to, day one, before it grew and before I was able to afford a team, because day one, I couldn't afford a team and it was just me doing everything. It allowed me to take a podcast that was a single piece of content and push it out across almost every single social media platform. And there was time involved for sure, but I can guarantee you it was less time than if I created an individual piece of content for every single social media platform. And it allowed me to scale the show. I got presence everywhere. I got pieces of content everywhere. Every single show was turned into about 50 or 60 different pieces of content. And as my content and my business and my podcast have evolved, I've started to tailor, but now I have more resources so I can be more specific and purposeful about different content on different platforms. But still, repurposing is at the core of my strategy. And it works very well because you can build and create once and then post 1,000 times. But let me back up. I just told you how it's useful. Let me explain what it actually is. In a nutshell, content repurposing is the process of taking existing content and transforming it into various formats to reach a wider audience and make the most of your content creation efforts. Why should you repurpose content? Well, there's several reasons outside of just being efficient. It increases the life of your content. It helps you reach new audiences. It strengthens your SEO efforts. It allows you to maximize your content ROI. It helps you maintain a consistent calendar. And ultimately, it's just best practices if you're going to be creating anyways. Now, what are some tips to identify repurposable content? So I know what content repurposing is, but I have to actually identify as a business owner which pieces of content are worth repurposing. So when I create something for one platform, is it going to translate into another platform? Is it going to have a lifespan of several months? Can I go back in time and take content that I've created a year ago and repurpose it and repost it? So what you want to look for first is evergreen content. So you want to choose content that remains relevant over time and can be updated easily. This type of content can be repurposed multiple times, providing ongoing value to your audience. You want to analyze top performing content. So review your analytics and identify the pieces that generate the most traffic, engagement, and conversions. These are prime candidates for repurposing. They've already proven their value. And consider the relevance of your target audience. Make sure that content that you choose to repurpose is still relevant to your target audience and aligns with your business goals. And just a thought on this. When I talk about repurposing content and I'm talking about taking it and creating it for one platform and moving it over to another, that's one type of repurposing. The other type of repurposing is really reusing old content. So you can take something that killed it on Twitter and turn it into a video. You can take a video on Instagram that did well and post it on TikTok. You can take a long form video on YouTube and then break it down into different parts because that long form video did well and then post it to Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat spotlights. The point is, you're looking for opportunity constantly in the thing you created, and how do you take that thing, how do you turn it into something else? So how do you take that video, turn it into a blog post, turn it into a newsletter, turn it into a tweet, turn it into a 30-second clip? This is the way I want you to think. But also, how do you take that video from a year ago and then turn it again into this and that and the other? So I want you to constantly be looking at this as an exercise. So audit your business once a week, once a month, look for the content that you can repurpose as opposed to committing extra bandwidth and brain power to creating new all the time. Here's a few repurposing strategies for different content formats. Now that you know what to look for, this is how you would actually go through it. For blog posts, you could transform your blog posts into infographics, slide presentations, social media posts, or even podcast episodes. And you can do the opposite. You can turn a podcast episode into a blog post. This helps you reach people who prefer different content formats. Videos. You can transcribe your videos into blog posts or extract the audio to create a podcast episode. You can also create short video clips to share on social media. Podcasts can be turned into blog posts, or you can create quote graphics for social media. You can also create video snippets, like I just mentioned, 20 to 30 to 60 second clips, and share them on YouTube or LinkedIn. Webinars are great. You can repurpose your webinars into video tutorials, blog posts, or even break them down into a series of shorter videos and lessons. You can convert them into ebooks or white papers. And then with ebooks or white papers, you can extract those key points and create a series of blog posts, infographics, social media posts. You can also turn them into video or podcast content. Remember, when you're repurposing content, always tailor it to the specific platform and audience for maximum impact. What does that mean? That means that if you have a long form video on YouTube that is 20 minutes, do not just take that and post it on Instagram as a long form 20 minute video. People do not go to Instagram to watch 20 minute videos. However, they do go to Instagram to look at nice pictures and to get motivation from quotes and to also look at short form video. So that long form video would turn into a quote. It could turn into a carousel. It could turn into a reel. It could turn into a lot of things. But what it shouldn't turn into is, if it's a 20 minute video on YouTube, it should not be a 20 minute video on Instagram, and so on and so forth. You're not going to post a 10 minute video on Twitter, God forbid. There's other ways to repurpose content, but the point is you want to respect the platform. And here are some tools that allow you to do this. These are some of a billion and one tools that will allow you to repurpose content, but this will get you started. Canva is a great graphic design tool that helps you create amazing visuals for your repurposed content, including infographics, social media posts. Descript is a tool that allows you to transcribe, edit, and repurpose audio and video content. Trello and Asana are just great project management tools that help you keep track of your repurposing. Buffer and Hootsuite are great social media management tools that help you schedule and publish repurposed content across various platforms. And then now you've posted this repurposed content, what should you actually be looking for to make sure that this is a smart part of your strategy? As always, with any content you post on social media, you have to measure. You have to measure and have your KPIs, or key performance indicators, to track the success of the content. So you have a good idea, because in this exercise, you went into it with some knowledge of what worked and what didn't. That's why you chose that piece. But ultimately, you still have to measure and make sure that that piece does translate. So what are KPIs you can always track to make sure that that content is doing its job? You can track traffic. You can monitor the number of visitors your repurposed content attracts to your website or blog. And with Google Analytics, you can see where that traffic came from. You can track engagement, so likes, shares, comments, other interaction on the repurposed content across different platforms. Of course, conversions, you keep an eye on the number of leads or sales generated from the content. This actually helps you understand its effectiveness in driving business results. SEO, you can monitor improvements in search engine rankings or organic traffic. For example, if you're repurposing a podcast or YouTube, transcribing it, turning it into a blog, is that actually ranking your site for the keywords that you want it to rank for? And then also the time spent on content. So depends on what type of content you're creating, but you can also analyze the dwell time. So how long visitors spend on a page with your repurposed content, especially if it's via video or podcast, you can see how long they've watched or listened. If it's most, and by the way, YouTube will tell you how long they've watched. Most podcast hosting platforms will tell you how long they've listened. If it's a website, you actually can, I think with the new Google Analytics update, you can see if it's a blog, how long they stayed reading that blog and at what point down the blog they clicked off the page. This is a relatively new feature, but it also shows you the dwell time, or how long somebody lingers and consumes the content. So remember, these are the KPIs to refine your repurposing strategy. Again, if it's not measured, it's not improved. So you have to make sure that you measure and track performance, as with anything you do in marketing, to generate the best results for your business. So very quick and sweet, that's all for today. I just want you to be aware of content repurposing and how invaluable the strategy it is to maximize your reach and your impact. Transform your existing content into various formats, engage a wider audience, strengthen your SEO, strengthen your marketing, get more eyeballs, increase your content ROI. Also, reuse old content. See what works and post it again. Because one thing that I've always realized is the people that knew my content a year and a half ago, well, some of them are going to see it if I post it today, but I have a whole bunch of new people that have never seen it before. And people are so busy in their lives, they're not spending their time scrolling through the last 2 years of your Instagram posts or scrolling through the last 2 years of your Twitter feed. This is not what people do. So repurpose that content. Bring it to life again, especially if it already worked the first time. There's a really, really good chance it's going to work the second time on the same platform or even on other platforms. Anyways, I hope this was useful. Make sure that you don't work harder than you have to. Original content is great, but there's a lot of value in repurposing and reusing. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.